Okay, so hello and welcome to our second call of the Game of Life Masterclass. Now, I've been looking forward to this since our last call. You know, I'm doing two a day and on Wednesdays, and I love it. And I want to thank you for being here. I want to acknowledge and celebrate you for participating in this class and for doing this for you. It's a huge commitment to yourself. And I want to acknowledge that and celebrate you. Okay, so our first call was loaded with information, and I trust that you've been exploring what's been coming up for you. The only person who's been posting in the Facebook has been Kat, so I know that she's been doing some moving of energy, and I'd love it if you would post in the Masterclass private Facebook group and let us know if there's anything we can do to support you with, or if there's something we can celebrate all together. Okay, so before we begin, I want to share with you that after diving into Florence's concepts and her teachings and how to take those to the next level for 20 years or over 20 years, I know there's a side effect to moving so much energy. Now, I talked about this in our meet and greet call, but before the class began, but not everyone was able to attend. So I just want to go over this very quickly. You know, when you registered for this class, you drew a line in the sand with the universe. You put the universe on notice that you mean business. And when we do this, whether we're taking a class or we're just setting an intention on our own, the universe jumps on board. It steps to the plate to show you the energy that's been blocking you so you can align your three levels of consciousness. Unfortunately, that energy is usually revealed by some form of adversity that triggers it. Now, this is a side effect of setting your intention to improve your life, and it happens to everyone in some form. And when this happens, when we're doing this by ourselves, we want to throw up our hands and scream, "This is too hard. It's too hard to improve my life because every time I try, it's like my grandma used to say, it's like my life goes to hell in a handbasket." And I've been there and I've done that myself. And as a matter of fact, every time I teach a new class or present a new mastermind based on Florence's books, that's exactly what happens to me. Something in my life will go sideways. And now I recognize this for what it is. It's a golden opportunity for us to process through the energy that's been blocking us, to face fears that were hidden and be free of them. Now, you'd think I'd reach the end of that by now, but we're all as an onion. And some of us, like me, we have lots and lots of layers to process through. But when we know why they're being revealed, instead of being upset, we have that opportunity to get excited, process through it, and come out the other side with ease and grace and empowerment. So when this happens to you, and it will at some point because you live in a human body, be aware of why it's happening and shift that anxious fear energy from being blindsided to empowered. I got this. I know exactly what to do because last week we learned all about resistance energy and following breadcrumbs and processing through all of it with love energy to create a higher outcome. And if you have questions, ask here at the end of the call or post in the private Facebook group. You will get support. Now, all our calls are going to flow the same. I'll share some admin details. I'll create our safe, sacred space with the angels. And then I'll unpack the day's chapter and bring Florence's concepts into today's world and give you action steps to apply them. And then we're going to share some Q&A time. So the admin stuff, the recording of last week's call is on the Masterclass Central webpage as an audio file that you can download to all of your devices. And I also added it to the private Facebook group as a video, so you can listen to it there as well. And I added those three Game of Life modules with the step-by-step guidance so that you can use your power. All those are in the Masterclass Central and the Facebook group. Now, if you did not get an email, please add kate@katelarge.com to your contact list. Okay, so I also want to let you know that I'm going to be presenting a live webinar on Sunday, June 12th, to show you how to use your Game of Life Manifesting Playbook game boards and journal pages. And I'd love it if you could join me for that webinar. I'll put the Zoom link in the private Facebook group and on the Masterclass Central webpage. Now, if you don't have a paperback copy of the playbook, you can download the PDF of the game boards and daily journal pages from the Masterclass Central webpage. And if you want to purchase a playbook from Amazon, the links to all the countries are on that webpage as well. Okay, let's see, what else did I have to tell you? If you haven't requested to join the private Facebook group, please request to join. Because when things come up for you, I want you to be able to reach out and get support. And when you've got celebrations to happen, you know, we want to celebrate you too. And one last thing, these classes are just like the Game of Life workbook or the Game of Life book, loaded with information. And if you start to feel like you're behind, know that you are not behind ever. You're right where you need to be. And if you missed a previous class, just listen to it when you have time. Chances are something you hear in a previous class will speak to you more deeply now that you've listened to a more recent class. And Florence has assured me you're always in the right space that's best for you. Okay, so that's it for the admin info. Now we're going to create our safe, sacred space. So just get comfortable and take a few deep breaths, and we'll quiet our minds. And then I'll begin with a prayer. And then I'll create our sacred circle of love with the angels. And this circle transcends that illusion of time and space so that we can come together. So please just get comfortable. Close your eyes, and I'm going to ask the angels to control the energy so our technology will keep us all connected. So just take a really deep breath. Place your feet flat on the floor, and with your hands gently in your lap, close your eyes and focus your attention on your heart. And take another deep breath. Slowly exhale and shift your focus to gratitude of the blessings in your life. And just embrace the things that you're grateful for to your heart. And now ask yourself these questions. Don't try to answer, just ask and allow life to move you into the answers. Who am I? What do I want? What's my purpose? What makes me happy? Now simply allow yourself to be aware of your physical body, your hands in your lap, your feet on the floor. And now focus again on your heart. And allow yourself to hear the beating of your heart as a sound, or feel it as a sensation. And just take another deep breath. Angelic guardians of the heavens and the earth, of the east, of the south, of the west, and of the north, join us now, bringing with you the most powerful magnetic force in the universe, love. Father, Mother, God, creator of all that is, We are so grateful for this opportunity to come together as one with singular intention. We ask for your help to expand into a greater awareness of being. We ask for your assistance to understand Florence's teachings at a greater level of mastery and apply them to fulfill our square of life, to manifest as our reality the dreams and desires of our heart, all that's ours by divine right under grace. In deepest gratitude, amen. The angels and I form a circle, a sacred circle of love. And if you're in Asia, please take my hand in that of an angel and join our circle. If you're in Africa, please take my hand and that of an angel and join our circle. If you're in Antarctica, please take my hand and that of an angel and join our circle. If you're in Australia, please take my hand and that of an angel and join our circle. If you're in Europe, please take my hand and that of an angel and join our circle. If you're in North America, please take my hand and that of an angel and join our circle. And if you're in South America, take my hand and that of an angel and join our circle. We come together as one, with singular intention of transcending the fear of our planet to be the vibration of love. So I ask you to please step into the center of the circle as the angels and I hold the circle's safe space. And with a deep breath, the angels and I infuse you with love of the highest order. We see you as powerful, fearless, as one with all that is, knowing that all that makes your heart sing with joy is already yours. Breathe deeply of this love light. And now once again, rejoin our circle of love, taking the hands of the angels. And together, we send unconditional love to each other, all across the soils and waters of Mother Earth, and through this singular intention of empowered support, we hold to this energy of being magnets for life experiences of this high vibration of love energy. And now with a deep breath, we ground into this energy. See roots from your feet go into the soils of Mother Earth, down to the core light of healing, loving energy at her center. And with a deep breath, bring this all-powerful love energy back up through the soils to your feet, up your legs, to your heart, fully grounding this magnificent vibration of love as yours, now and always. And when you're ready, open your eyes. Okay, so during our first call, we dove deep into the hidden dynamics of the energy of manifesting through giving and receiving. We explored the reality of manifesting like a magnet through the energy that's most dominant in our subconscious and how to control what that energy is. We shook the wrinkles out of the three levels of consciousness and got a much clearer understanding of why they work the way they do. And we got action steps to manage, focus and align them to the highest love vibration. Plus, we gained a deeper understanding of just how powerful we really are. Now, Florence takes understanding our power further in today's chapter, The Law of Prosperity. And Florence shares with us that getting into the spiritual swing of things is no easy matter for the average person. The adverse thoughts of doubt and fear surge from the subconscious. They're the army of the aliens, which must be put to flight. This explains why it's so often darkest before the dawn. A big demonstration is usually preceded by tormenting thoughts. Having made a spiritual statement of high spiritual truth, one challenges the old beliefs in the subconscious, and error is exposed to be put out. Wow, again, that's quite the mouthful. You know, these statements are loaded with magical insight as to why setting our intention to improve our lives sets loose a storm of energy. And when we're in the thick of it, that's just what it feels like. A raging thunderstorm with lightning, thunder, wind, rain, and sometimes it hails. Now, this is the side effect I talked about when we began our call. And before we dive into this, let's take a look at what Florence spoke of in the beginning of this chapter. She speaks of the divinity within, of God being man's supply, and that one with God is a majority. She's adamant that there's a supply for every demand, and that God, the divinity, is man's supply. Now, this tells me, without ego, that each of us has the power of God within. That's why one with God is a majority. And when you think about it, it feels right. Not egotistically, but it feels right, like being wrapped in a warm blanket of love. It's a knowing, a full belief that whispers from our soul. Now, we each have the power to bless and to multiply, to heal and to prosper, to manifest through the kingdom within all that fulfills our square of life, all the experiences to live our version of heaven on earth. We have the power to manifest this now. Now, in our last call, we talked about our field of potentiality, where all the experiences needed to fulfill our square of life resides. Everyone has one. No one's left out. And that through our subconscious, our higher self, that is the vibration of love energy, we have the power to manifest what we want: health, wealth, love, and perfect self-expression, and so much more. Feelings of happiness, freedom, joy, and that deep, deep feeling of peace within. That feeling of being confident that we belong, no matter what's going on around us. We're not an outsider looking in, wishing to be accepted, wishing to be held in some semblance of value, wishing for love, because we are love. We are God energy incarnate. This is what the angels are speaking of when they say that our purpose is to be love. We're to overcome the fear of this physical world and reconnect with the love, the divinity, the God part within us that is our essence. Now, this can be challenging to grasp because so many of our organized religions teach us that we're separated from God by sin. So let's just all take a really deep breath and just breathe into that resonance of the God part within as best you can. This is so challenging because this world is harsh. The fear energy is sharp and it stings us like wasps. You know, I got stung by a wasp over the weekend, and that was incredibly painful. It lasted like forever, for days, but it's a perfect example of being stung by fear. Because our inner fear can be paralyzing. Because we can be just fine, living our lives. But then we see something on the news or our social media, or we get an unexpected invoice in the mail or get sideways with a person, and instantly we feel that sting of fear. And depending on the negative beliefs that we've got hiding out in our subconscious, the pain of that fear, we could be feeling that at a very high level. And if we're busy, oh my gosh, we're taking in millions of bits of information every day, billions. If we're busy, we may take in the information. Because we're busy, we just keep going. And that fear that we just took in is loose, bouncing around in our subconscious. And then next thing you know, wham, it hits us. We're upset. We feel that angst in our body, and sometimes we don't even know why. But now you know why. Now you can be aware. You can recognize this when it happens to you, and now you know you have the power within you to shift out of that fear using all the tools we talked about last week. So let's unpack Florence's statement that summed up this chapter. So she says, getting into the spiritual swing of things. Well, that means that we're becoming more aware of the energetic vibration of our thoughts and our words, tuning into the energy of our inner feels, and learning how to manage all that energy. And if you're trying to do this by yourself, it can be overwhelming because in today's world, juggling life can be a lot. But when you add focusing on improving your life through your energy too, sometimes it's just too much. And like I talked about earlier, sometimes you feel like you're failing because the next thing you know, those adverse thoughts of doubt and fear surge from the subconscious. Now, last week we talked about this. We decide what we want to be, do, or have. We set that intention to improve our lives in some way, and the energy that's been hanging out in our subconscious, that energy that's between us and already having what we want, it reveals itself, not to punish us, but to be healed, for lack of a better term, so that we can be free of it. Now, this energy can be feelings of doubt, worry, not being good enough, fretting about how we're going to get what we want when the logical, rational mind sees no way it's going to happen. These thoughts are the army of the aliens and must be put to flight. The reality is that all those thoughts of not having what we want and the feelings of not being good enough, those thoughts and feelings are alien. They're not of us because we are love. We are the love essence of God. Those alien thoughts and feelings are learned. They're taught to us by this physical world. And no matter what you have or have not done in your life, you still deserve to live a fulfilled square of life. You deserve happiness. Lack is not in your field of potentiality. So let's get one thing very clear. Happiness, living a fulfilled square of life is not a reward for good behavior. No, it's your divine right to live your version of heaven on earth, to be happy no matter what's going on around you, no matter what kind of chaos soup is happening in the world, you still deserve to be happy. Putting the alien thoughts to flight means dissolving those negative thought patterns and beliefs to their native nothingness. They are vain imaginings that will be made real through our own mismanaged visions if they're left unchecked. I don't know about you, but I proved that over and over again for years before I was introduced to Florence's teachings. Make no mistake, when we hold the vision with worrying and ruminating about what we do not want, which is what I perfected, we feed the negative energy, and it becomes an army of negative thoughts and feelings, and they build or manifest exactly what we do not want. Where our focus goes, like the man preparing for what he'd say when he wasn't able to pay his debt, he got to use his prepared speech because instead of paying the debt, because he focused on the debt not getting paid. Our debt feeds negative thoughts, and we fall into a fear-filled swamp of despair that magnifies our fear. This is that darkness before the dawn. The world continues to turn, but within us, we succumb to doubt and to the worry of how something's going to happen for us until we consciously choose to take our power back and crawl out of that pit of despair. When we consciously choose to shift our energy, we choose to release the need to worry about how something's going to happen and instead accept the truth, the inherent truth, that everything we want is already ours. Consciously choosing is so incredibly powerful. And it's simple. It is so simple. Consciously make the choice. When we consciously choose, we challenge the old hidden beliefs of not being good enough. Those negative beliefs that have ruled our subconscious energy, probably since we were children. When we stand in our power, we see the error or the lie of these old beliefs. We see, feel, and know that they're not true, and the shackles of fear, doubt, and lack that those hidden beliefs held over us no longer exists. It's been put out. It dissolves. It's released. When we choose to stand in the empowered vibration of love energy, we can see the beliefs for the lie that they are, and we're set free of their shackles. Now, in this chapter, Florence tells us of a woman who needed $3,000. That may or may not sound like a lot of money today, but when we look at the inflation factor, in today's world, she needed over $50,000. No wonder she wanted Florence to stay with her to help her hold that doubt-free energy of knowing. Well, Florence didn't stay with her, but she continued to treat, which means that Florence continued to hold the energy of believing What the woman needed was already hers. Florence knew without doubt that the woman could manifest as much money as she needed. Florence knew that whatever the woman wanted that would fulfill her square of life was already hers. It was in her field of potentiality. Florence knew, and through that knowing, she held the firm belief. Florence called it perfect faith. And together, they held the power of two, which made the money making its way to the woman's hands inevitable. The man Florence spoke of, the man who needed $50,000 for his business, well, with inflation, today, the man would be wanting over $750,000, over $845,000. The man told Florence that getting the money was impossible. It was too late. And she told him that she didn't know about business, but she knew all about God. What she knew of was the vibration of energy of the superconscious, the God part or divinity within. She knew of the power. And again, I'm restricted here by our English vocabulary. She knew. She had full belief. She had perfect faith through all levels of her consciousness that what the man wanted was his. In her mind, there was no way it could not be his. His business needed the money. His business fulfilled his square of life. Of course the money was his. And his vibratory belief demanded the money be set free to be made manifest into the physical plane. It had no choice. Florence's three levels of consciousness were aligned, and through Florence's energy, she held the safe space for the man to align his three levels of consciousness too. Her belief was so strong that the man was able to hold on to it. And when he walked into the bank, he said, "I've come for the loan." Oh my gosh, there's power in those words. "I've come for the loan." Do you think that man thought about what he'd say? It was a train ride, maybe. I don't know. I don't think he did. I feel that he got on the train in that energy of knowing, probably without any negative thoughts at all, only the belief that he was going to pick up his loan. He walked into the bank, and the full belief of knowing within him formed words, and he spoke, "I've come for the loan." Years ago, when I was presenting the first class based on the game of life, I was holding that safe space for the participants to manifest what they wanted. And when one of the participants told me what she wanted, and I don't even remember what it was, but my human brain went, "Hey, yikes, how's she going to do that?" And I didn't say that out loud, but that's what my brain was thinking. And immediately I heard Florence's spiritual essence say, "Kate, get out of your head. Of course she can have what she wants. It's already hers." And I knew she was right. And I felt that shift within me. I left my head, so to speak, and I felt with the very essence of my beingness that, of course, she could have what she wanted. It was already hers. I felt it. And the best part, it only took moments for me to experience that shift. Now, a couple of weeks ago, I announced to the free Facebook group that the Game of Life Manifesting Playbook was available to purchase from Amazon. And the group members began purchasing that playbook. Now, every cell of my body wanted that playbook to make it into the top 100 of one of our categories so that it could be a best seller at Amazon. And the way to know when that happens is to watch those rankings in the categories. And Amazon's supposed to update those categories every hour. But on Sunday, it was taken every 2.5 to 3 hours. But every time it updated, the book kept going up in the rankings. Now, I was sharing the new rankings in the Facebook group, and oh my gosh, it was so exciting. Sharing the news with everybody, and it was like birthing a baby because it did take 2 days. But knowing that those who were purchasing the playbook would be taking their power to a new level of mastery, and that with enough sales, the playbook would become an Amazon bestseller. And that would build my credibility to people who don't know me. It was a win for everyone. And early in the afternoon, after spending hours watching for the Amazon ranking updates, I remember I was finally making my bed instead of sitting in front of the computer waiting for the next update. And as I walked around the end of the bed, it hit me. I knew without any doubt that it was going to make it into the top 100 books. And with that knowing, I felt this deep, intense peace. Again, that's for lack of a better word. It was this peace all over my body. And then late Sunday evening, the playbook made it to number 93 in one of our categories. It was in the top 100 books of that category, so it made it to best seller status. That knowing, that feeling of knowing is powerful. Now, Florence teaches us of the power of two, holding the space. She teaches us of how we're manifesting all the time through giving our energy out to the world and receiving the material thing or experience of matched, aligned energy. She teaches of how we manifest material things and experiences through us. Now, when the man who wanted the bank to loan him over $845,000, she teaches us of how we're manifesting all the time. And with that man wanting that amount, Florence knew the money was in the man's field of potentiality. So he must have done something to block the bank from giving it to him. And that's why she said to him, "I suppose you lost your temper while at the bank, therefore your power." The man's anger blocked him, and the anger stemmed from a hidden belief that he wasn't good enough in some way at some level, a level that was strong enough to block him. Otherwise, he wouldn't have gotten angry. He would have stayed calm. But when he joined Florence's power of two, she supported him to shift to the knowing. And with that knowing, he recognized the money was his. The money had been, as Florence explains it, awaiting his recognition. He had been in the captivity of fear and doubt, stumbling around in the darkness before the dawn, but Florence's unwavering belief released him from the shackles of fear. She told him he was identified in love with the spirit of everyone connected with the bank, and to let the divine idea come out of the situation. The vibration of her words infused the entire situation. The man, the bank, the people at the bank, the money, with the vibration of love to create the highest outcome for everyone. She held the safe space for him to see through the darkness to the realization of having the money. He held the vision of getting the money, and his vision made the demand, and the money was made manifest. The manifestation was inevitable. This is how we know when something is truly ours by divine right. Now, here's an experiment. Okay, so we're going to think outside the box here. The genie's here. The genie's here to fulfill a wish. No matter what it is, your wish, you can have it. Think of the first thing that you would wish for. Doesn't matter what it is, you can have it. Think about it. How does it feel? You know you can have this. Do you feel that joy in your body? The singing of your heart, the swell of excitement, that full body, yes, I can have this. What you want is in your field of potentiality. Now let's look at your life at this moment. No genie to grant the wishes. We're right here in our lives. Do you still feel like you can have what you want when you think about it? Or are you feeling an angst energy in your body that makes you wonder, are you wanting something that isn't really yours? And as Ford teaches, that getting it would cause you heartbreak and misery if attained? If this is the case, know that that angst feeling is just a hidden belief that for some reason you're not good enough to have what you want. Because the joy you experienced when we first started this exercise tells you that what you want really is in your field of potentiality. It makes your heart sing with joy when you think about really having it. So before we complete, I'd like to do a little guided journey with you. So if you've been taking notes, put that pencil down or that pen down or typing, whatever you're doing, because I want you to close your eyes. And I want you to set your intention to open your vision of your mind's eye. Here we are together, you and I. And whether you're listening live or to the recording, our energy is here together. So let's take a really deep breath. And in this moment, envision one thing you want to be, do, or have. It can be a material thing like money or home or both. Or it can be an experience, anything you want. Together, we're invoking the power of two. Now, I don't need to know what it is. All I have to do is believe what you want is yours. And I do believe. I know, without any doubt, any hesitation, any fear. Whatever it is that you want is already yours. So think of something that you want. And together we take another really deep breath. And with eyes closed, whatever you want to be, do, or have, is already made manifest. I hold the vision with you. We can see through the darkness of not having to the light of receiving. And Florence tells us that what you want is awaiting your recognition, waiting for you to see, to envision yourself having what you want. allow your mind's eye to see yourself being, doing, or having what you want. Breathe in the experience. You can see it, feel it. You're walking around with it or in it, holding what you want in your hand, breathing it in. Your vision fulfills the demand that what you want is made manifest. Breathe in the knowing of your heart that what you want is already yours. Open your arms wide to receive what you want. Allow what you want to come through you, through the energy of having already received. There is a supply for every demand, and we demand what you want to now manifest in the physical world as a material thing or as an experience. Tell the universe, I have come for what I want, and state what that is. Your microphones are all off. Go ahead, say it. And breathe into the knowing that this is happening for you. Now we want to ground into this experience, locking the manifestation of what you want into existence for the highest good of all. What you want, this or better. So feel the roots from your feet going down into the soils of Mother Earth, all the way down to the core healing love light at her center. Your roots wrap around a solid tourmaline sphere, connecting you with the power, strength, and stamina of Mother Earth. And with another deep breath, pull that power back up through the soil, up to your feet, up your legs, to your heart, where you are one with God. And when you're ready, open your eyes. You have directed the molding of formless energy into a material thing or an experience. Now, your job is to prepare for what you want to be made manifest on the physical plane without any judgment or worry about how it's going to manifest. You've placed your order with the universe, like placing an order at Amazon and waiting for your order to arrive. You may be guided to take action steps to support the delivery of your order, like being home to get an Amazon order or watching your email because you chose special delivery options. Take the action steps and prepare for receipt. Envision yourself sharing, typing into the post field of the private Facebook group, your celebration. We just put your manifesting power on steroids. So put your seatbelt on. The ride has started. Now, in the previous call today, I was asked, how do you get information on what to do next? Lawrence calls it asking for a lead. I like to ask my angels to just show me. You can ask Infinite Spirit, show me. In the playbook, in the daily journal pages, that's a section. Infinite Spirit, please show me the action steps to manifest. And then you write out whatever it is. And then be open to what you get shown. You could be washing dishes and all of a sudden, bing, there it is. That's what I need to do. Or it may just be holding the energy and the excitement of already having received. Okay, so let's recap what we've covered in this chapter. We unpacked how there really is a supply for every demand and why. We now understand what an army of aliens is and what to do with them. We know the action steps to see through the darkness before the dawn, to see the light of manifestation complete. And we now know how to recognize the energy of feeling and believing that we're not good enough to be, do, or have what we want. And we know what to do to be free of it. We now know that visioning is as simple as allowing our mind's eye to see what we want. And that vision through our mind's eye of what we want demands the energy mold into form. So if you have any questions about this, please ask. And if you're still processing all of it now, that's fine. But if a question or questions come up for you later, be sure to post in the private Facebook community. I'll answer and we can all discuss. Now we are moving a tremendous amount of energy, whether it feels like it right now or not. We are. Be gentle with yourself. Drink lots of water. Get rest when you need it. You may start having dreams that feel uncomfortable. I won't say nightmares, but they may be uncomfortable. So ask your angels before you go to sleep to please help you to only remember the parts of your dream that will benefit you during your waking hours. And chances are you won't even remember dreaming. But if you do, whatever you remember, know that it's going to support you in some way while you're awake. Okay, so next week, we'll dive into Chapter 3, The Power of the Word. So we'll complete now. So if you'll turn your camera and your mics back on, I'll answer any questions that have come up for you. And I will stop our share.